Time now for WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. Professional sports franchises. Charlotte is already home to the NFL's Carolina Panthers and the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. The amount of money involved is incredible, from ownership to a stadium to ticket sales and a city's government supporting it. Presently retired basketball superstar Michael Jordan owns the Hornets, while a new owner will soon come to light for the Panthers. Would Charlotte and the Carolinas be willing to support another major sports franchise, this time Major League Baseball? At least one man has that dream and believes it could and should happen. This week on WNCW's Friday Feature, I'm joined by Rick Curdy, founder and CEO of the Charlotte Bats. Rick, what is your story? What is your inspiration for trying to make this come to reality?
I moved here about 12 years ago from Las Vegas and didn't know much about the city or the state. But when I was here and experienced it, it was just something that I just realized that I was just curious about why North Carolina or Charlotte never had Major League Baseball. So I decided I had two choices. Either I just complain about it and do nothing, or do something about it. And I wanted to do something about it. So we came up with the Charlotte Bats. We came up with the name because it was a minor league team from 94 to 2004 called the Greensboro Bats, who are now called the Grasshoppers. And then we chose the color green because of the colors of the city. And our university, UNCC Charlotte, has the same colors. We put this concept together. We came up with a Facebook page called Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte, which has over 18,000 likes and counting. And then little by little, the media started picking up a story. And then all of a sudden, we heard from people like the mayor, people from the city council. And so every day, our movement has been growing every day.
Rick, any time over the years that I've heard Major League Baseball brought up for Charlotte, there's been one thing that has stood out, and that is the fact that certainly Charlotte is not the size market of New York, Los Angeles, a lot of markets in Texas, the state of Florida, to where will the people be there to not only support pro football and basketball, but would they do so for baseball? Do you think Charlotte would be ready to take it on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're one of the largest metro cities without Major League Baseball. We have a population of over 2.5 million and growing. We already have the banks. We have Duke Energy, so we have the sponsorship and the money there. We already got the football. We already got the basketball. Our minor league team is one of the largest attendance in all of minor league baseball. People are moving here every single day. We have so many transplants, so we bring a team out here. You know, like let's say the Yankees, we got Yankee fans here, or Boston, we got Boston fans here, and so forth and so forth. We've been rumored to have a team for a long time. In 2015, Commissioner Rob Manfred put us on a short list with Montreal, Portland, and Las Vegas and other cities for an expansion team, and we're growing every single day. We can support it. We have a population that's bigger than 14 cities that already have Major League Baseball. Milwaukee's the smallest city with Major League Baseball. So you put all those things together, and we can support it.
Have you heard from individuals or possibly even groups that have told you outright that they believe this would be a mistake, that Charlotte doesn't need to have Major League Baseball?
No, I mean, there's people that say, you know, you can't support it. Oh, we'll never get it, things like that. But no, I mean, everything's been positive. Over 60% of the people in our city want to see it. There was almost Major League Soccer here. We didn't get it. But there hasn't really been any issues and stuff like that. Just people saying it's going to take a long time. Hopefully we'll get it. You know, just naysayers, as they say. If it wasn't for the people, I wouldn't be doing this. They're the ones that motivate me and get me to do this. They have been tremendous, and I've had a lot of people who have supported this.
The founder and CEO of the Charlotte Bats, Rick Curdy, is with us on More to the Story from WNCW. As our conversation continues about the hopes and possibility of one day Major League Baseball joining the landscape of Charlotte and the Carolinas sports scene. Rick, what's coming next? How's the support? What areas do you intend to go towards in your ongoing effort?
Well, right now, our goal is to contact with Governor Roy Cooper. I've actually sent him a jersey with his name and number 75, since he's our 75th governor. Hopefully we can get him on board. Right now I'm getting some people involved in it that are interested, and little by little, we're getting there, getting some people who want to help with sponsorship right now. Hopefully, we'll put that together. We feel 2018 will be a huge year for us, and it's already heading that way, in that direction. We'll get it. We'll definitely get it. I just want to thank everybody out there in North Carolina, South Carolina, all over the world who has helped us with our movement. We have a website. It's www.charlottebats.com. We're also on Facebook at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And we're also on Twitter at Charlotte Bats Baseball. Just check us out.
All right, Rick Curdy, thank you again for your time on WNCW's More to the Story, discussing the possibilities of Major League Baseball maybe in Charlotte in the future.